Hey.
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer. Can you hear me?
Where are you calling from?
Oh, yes. My name is Jennifer, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. Can you hear me just fine? I'm sorry, I keep on missing you.
You calling from the bricklayers? What are you saying?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I'm calling you from the bricklayers and not like craft workers. I am not selling anything or asking for any donations. We're just trying to get a survey completed. Am I speaking to Jordan?
And this is who? Excuse me?
My name is Jennifer. I'm calling you from Opinion Research. Can you hear me just fine?
And you calling from the bricklayers, right?
That is correct.
Okay. No, but no, I'm fine right now. Don't worry.
Oh, this is a survey that we're just trying to complete, and it won't take that much of your time. Would you like me? Go ahead.
But what are you trying to do? Like, you're saying any donations, like what?
Yes, it is a survey that we're just trying to get completed. Would you like me to continue in English or Spanish?
Whatever you want, whatever is easy for you.
I can do either or.
Right.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, would you like me to continue in English or Spanish?
Well, English is fine.
All right, just to get started with the survey, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? Would you say 0 to 2 years, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, or 41 plus years?
Been in the union for like 6 years.
You've been in the union for 6 years, okay. And what is your primary branch on the trade? Is it cement mason, marble mason, bricklayer, mason helper or finisher, factory bricklayer, terrazzo mechanic?
I'm a finisher.
Okay, thank you. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher or helper, or improver?
Sharon Holder.
Thank you so much. Alrighty. And yes or no, are you currently working on that trade?
Yeah.
Thank you. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed? That is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
No, I've been working.
Okay, thank you. Have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Moving on to the next question. In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
My community?
Yes, in your local community.
Yeah, it's a lot of projects going on, but it's not union.
All right, so this is just okay. All right, but do you see more, fewer, or about the same that you had last year around this time? Do you see more construction projects this year or last year?
This year.
much more projects this year. Okay. Now you mentioned that those were not union. Do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
What do you mean? That I've seen it or that I...
Do you sense that there are fewer, more or the same amount of union construction projects?
The same.
The same? Okay. Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'm just making my notes in the meantime. How's your day going so far?
Oh, pretty good.
I'm happy to hear that.
How are you?
It's been quite a day, but I'm good. Thank you so much. Alrighty, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
No.
No, okay. Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Okay. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was founded primarily privately through your state or local government or through the federal government?
Local government, because it's a university.
Ah, your local government, okay. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
Last year?
For the following 12 months, on the upcoming month, do you think there will be more unemployment, less, or about the same unemployment than now?
Less unemployment.
Will be less unemployment, okay. Now, looking at your family's economy situation, do you believe in the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Worse.
Thank you. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Are you concerned about the dust or the air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or do you have no real concerns on the job?
Nah, I'm not concerned.
No concerns, okay? It is just loading, so please bear with me one moment. Alright, let's see. Have you attended any union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yeah, that was last weekend.
Okay. Alrighty. Was this in person?
Yeah, personal.
Okay, thank you. Alright. Trying to get this completed. Alright, let's see. Just load it there with me. Alright, for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Have you participated in any union organizing activities?
In the past 12 months, yeah.
In the past 12 months, yes, okay. What about political canvassing?
What was that?
Political canvassing?
No, I don't.
Okay, no. What about picketing? Have you participated in any activities of picketing?
No.
Okay, thank you. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Occasionally.
Changing the subject to the world beyond the union. Please rank the following news sources from the one that you most likely get the news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. Please rank the sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source you are most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source where you are least likely to get your news from. So I'll go ahead and give you the options right now, and you tell me which one of these should I put as the number one. I have local TV news programming, friends and neighbors, cable news, radio, the internet or social media, and I also have print or online newspaper.
Social media.
That would be number one. Which one should I put as the second?
No, I'm just being social media.
I understand. I understand that you may be using just the social media, but if you have to choose, after the social media, what source would you use the most? Again, I have cable news, radio, print, or online newspaper.
Radio,
okay. Which one should we put as the third one?
No, I just listen to the radio in the morning and in the afternoon, and my cell phone and social media, and that's it.
All right. If you have to choose, which one should I put as the third? Local TV news, friends and neighbors, cable news, print or online newspapers?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you though. What was that?
I'm so sorry. If you have to choose, which one should we put as the third source? We have local TV news, friends and neighbors, cable news, print or online newspaper.
Online.
Online newspaper, okay. What about the fourth? Again, we have cable news, friends and neighbors, and local TV.
Well, I don't watch TV.
Okay. But in what order should I put the last three? I understand that you may not use them that often, but if we have to put them in order, how would you put that, those last three? Should I put first local TV news programming, friends and neighbor, or cable? Cable news.
I guess cable.
Okay. All right. And which one should I put at last, friends and neighbors or local TV news programming?
Local TV news.
Okay. Local TV news would be the last one. Okay, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Support for labor unions, the environment, jobs and economy, foreign policy, healthcare, immigration, education, or something else?
So what is that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Would you like me to repeat the options?
Yeah.
All right. I have jobs and the economy, healthcare, the environment, education, immigration, foreign policy, support for labor unions, or something else?
Something else.
As you may know, BHC supports the application of David Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the David Bacon Act?
No.
Okay. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to the construction workers on federally financed projects. would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not at all important that federal elected officials support it?
That is for what? For the minimum wage or what?
Oh, this is the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payments of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Do you think it will be important for the federal elected officials to support that, to support the act?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah,
it will be important? Okay. Would you say it's very important or somewhat important?
No, it's very, very, very important.
Thank you. One moment, please. It's just loading. Bear with me one moment. I'm so sorry about that. All right. Perfect. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act? Would you say Democratic Party or Republican Party?
I think there's some Democrats or not.
Okay. Thank you. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford,